We seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Exalted, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam. Hello and welcome to our viewers all over the world to another edition of our program, Islamic Studies. This program is being broadcast to you by Sahar Universal Network from the holy city of Qum and from the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I'm your regular host on this program, Ijaz Hussain. A few weeks ago, we had a series of programs on the idea of intellect and rationality in religion, and especially in the religion of Islam. And we broke from that theme just for a couple of weeks because of the horrendous incidences that had taken place in Syria with the desecration of the holy shrine of one of the great companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and of Imam Ali, may God bless his soul, on the Hujr ibn Uday. The shrine was completely destroyed and the body was exhumed from its grave. And because of that, we spent 2 weeks on this particular theme on the desecration of shrines as well as blasphemy in religion. But now we are going back to the original theme that we started with, which was on looking at intellect, on rationality, religious experiences, and tie that into the idea of what is the philosophy of religion, or religious, and what is the distinction between that and religious philosophy. So I hope to do that with my guest in the studio just after a short break. So please stay with me. We'll be right back. Thanks. Welcome back, viewers. Thanks very much for staying with us. There'll be phone numbers subtitled on the screen as well as an email. Please make use of them if you wish to contribute to the program, or if you have any comments you would like to make on how we can improve our program as well. You're watching Islamic Studies. I'm Ijaz Hussain, and I'd like to introduce my guest in the studio, and I have the honor and pleasure of introducing Hujjatul Islam, Dr. Hijazi, who is a lecturer, professor at the universities here in the holy city of Qum, as well as the holy seminaries of Qum as well. A very warm welcome to you, sir, and thanks very much for giving us your valuable time today.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much, Sayyid. Now, Dr. Hijazi, you're going to introduce the subject of philosophy of religion. Now, we understand like concepts of religious philosophy. Make us the distinction between the two by introducing this idea, what we mean by this, and take us through it, that exactly what is meant by this philosophy, why would we need it, and what is its role in terms of studying Islam.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, you raised a very critical and important question.
And thank you.
Of course, today many people want to know the meaning of religion and the function of religion.
Sure.
And also because of the environment, because of the atmosphere that we have today all around the world.
We are putting it in the context, of course, that the West is beset by materialism.
Exactly.
Also, a large extent, an imitation by the East, because they're imitating what happens in the West, because of course they are regarded as the dominant powers or the dominant forces in this world. But you, of course, here in the Islamic Republic, with of course the religion of Islam, we are countering that. We are telling them that no, this is not the way to go.
Exactly. This is just one dimension of
one
the
dimension
point.
Of that
this
aspect,
is
yes.
Political dimension or social dimension.
Sure.
Even in scholarly manner, and in academic level,
sure,
there are many people, many scholars want to know the meaning of religion and the philosophy of religion and the function of religion today, and also the role of religion in the society. So it is good to have a deep knowledge and understanding about religion. This is why we talk about philosophy of religion.
I see.
So when we say philosophy of religion, there are two key concepts, key words.
Right.
One word is philosophy and one word is religion.
Yes.
So first we have to have a look and have a definition and explanation about these two concepts. What's the meaning of philosophy?
Of course.
And what's the meaning of religion?
Right.
About philosophy, it is good to know that philosophy has two parts. Literally, when we literally talk about philosophy,
yes, because
it has
the Greek
two parts.
Word. Yes, that's right. Yes.
And the one part is philos.
Philos.
And the second part is sophia.
Sophia, yes.
And philos means to love, or love of something.
That's right.
When you love something, it's in Latin and Greek language that you say philo. Mm-hmm. And also sophia means wisdom.
Wisdom, that's right.
Hikmah.
It's the love of wisdom.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So philosophy means to love wisdom and love of wisdom. Now, when we refer to some dictionaries or encyclopedia and we ask them that what's the meaning of philosophy, you can see a set of meanings, and there is a variety of idea and perspectives about the meaning of and definition of philosophy.
Sure.
But in very short definition, we can say philosophy means the most general science.
The most general science.
Somebody says philosophy means the most general science. Mm. In Islamic philosophy, we call philosophy as the mother of sciences.
Yes.
Ummul ulum.
Yes.
Which means that the mother of sciences.
Sciences, yes.
So in this definition or in this meaning, philosophy means the most general science.
Science.
Somebody defines philosophy as the rational explanation of anything.
That's right. It is the rational explanation
of anything.
And this time we're wanting to do it with religion, of
exactly.
course. Because that's interesting, because you know many religions can't be put together with philosophy. This is also a major problem.
Exactly.
But Islam is unique in that way.
Exactly. And we'll discuss about this later on.
Sure.
So when you approach something rationally and intellectually, they call this philosophy. Mm. So the general principles under which all facts could be explained. Mm. All facts.
All facts.
I emphasize on this point.
Yes,
all facts. Could be explained.
Mm-hmm.
So in this regard, philosophy includes several topics. For example, one topic of philosophy is metaphysics or ontology.
Ontology.
Discussion
yes.
about existence.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion about what happens, what is there, what exists. So when you talk about ontology, it's a part of philosophy.
Sure.
Another part or another topic of philosophy is epistemology. Discussion
yes.
about knowledge.
Knowledge, yes.
The
what
nature
is knowledge?
Of knowledge.
What is nature
knowledge?
Of knowledge, yes.
The types of knowledge, yes. the method of knowledge. These are the discussion about philosophy.
Sure.
The third part of philosophy is logic.
Of course.
So logic, any type of logic, mathematical logic, format logic, formal logic, classical logic, whatever you discuss about logic is a part of philosophy.
Exactly.
Ethics. Ethics and morality is a part of philosophy. And finally, aesthetics, discussion about beauty, discussion about axiology.
That's right, aesthetics.
And all
yes.
these type of values, any type of value, when you are talking about values, it's a part of philosophy. So in philosophy, the other things that we have to know that the relationship between philosophy and other disciplines, for example, other sciences, there are some subdivisions.
Yes, subdivisions. Yes, I was going to go into that.
For example, somebody says philosophy of history, philosophy of science,
sure.
philosophy of law, philosophy of ethics, philosophy of religion.
Sure.
So when you say philosophy of religion, which means that I have definition for this exactly the meaning of philosophy of religion.
Sure.
But when we approach religion in a rational manner, in an intellectual, for example, methodology, and we want to know, we want to understand meaning and types of religion rationally and philosophically, we call this philosophy of religion. So philosophy of religion, in some cases, we can say, is it subdivision of philosophy. So in universities, for example, all around the world, when they have department on philosophy, mm-hmm. one part of this department of philosophy on world courses of the about philosophy is philosophy of religion.
I see.
And also, in some cases, in the department of religious studies, philosophy of religion is a subdivision of religious studies. So we can say philosophy of religion could be mm-hmm. a subdivision of philosophy or a subdivision of religious studies.
Religious studies.
So is it interdisciplinary?
It's interdisciplinary.
It is,
yes.
Interdisciplinary.
It's all linked, yes.
And maybe it is linked with religious studies. It is linked with philosophy of religion and philosophy.
Sure.
And also, there's a good question that sometimes it will be raised, that what's the difference between philosophy of religion and theology?
And theology, yes, of course.
And it is good, before we enter the discussion of philosophy of religion,
no, thank you for raising
and definition,
that point. Yeah.
We just to know something about theology. What is theology?
Yes.
Theology, or we can say kalam in Islamic and in Arabic language, we say kalam. But in Western language, as I say, theology. Theology also... it's very interesting because theology
comes from the Greek word, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah, God
has
yes.
two parts.
Two
this
parts.
Theology.
Okay. Theo. Yes.
Theo means God.
Yes.
And logi means wisdom. Means discourse and knowledge.
Sure.
So theology means to know something, to
understand know God.
Yeah. God. To know God. So in theology, we discuss about God, His names and attributes. His will of God,
sure,
and also the meaning of creation, and good and evil, and something like this.
And concepts like this,
and
yes.
This. Yeah. So in theology also we discuss about these topics and these issues that mostly are discussed in religion.
Yes.
But mostly the differences between philosophy of religion and theology is in methodology first, and also in context and in content. So, three major areas.
Sure.
Methodology, context, and content.
Sure.
These three major areas distinguish between theology and philosophy of religion. So, right now, I want to say that we are not going to enter to any discussion in theology.
No.
Because theology is another topic, and it needs another opportunity and time.
Topic. Yes, of course.
But right now, we just talk about philosophy
of religion. Just concentrating on the philosophy of religion. Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Sure.
If you don't have any questions so far, you can continue and go to the next part of philosophy of religion, which means religion.
Well, we could do that immediately, because the thing is that, in terms of its natures and branches, you've covered some general ideas, about... But what else does that entail in terms from the Holy Scripture itself, from
exactly.
the Quran itself? So this is where we are going into that. How unique is the Quran in that respect, that it asks us to think, because many verses are saying that we should reflect and think on the wisdom of the beauty. As you said, I like that aspect that you mentioned, the aesthetic aspect, because God is beautiful. God
exactly.
creates beauty. So in what way does that help us to understand who we are, what we are, and what is our purpose in life?
Exactly. Whatever you raise is a part of philosophy of religion.
Sure.
That we later on will discuss about that.
Sure.
But let's, before...
Jumping the...
Just
yeah.
think about religion.
Sure.
The meaning of religion.
Sure.
The concept of religion and the types of religion.
Sure.
What is a religion? Or in Islamic language, we call deen. Ad-deen. Inna ad-deen indallah al-Islam ad-deen. What is the meaning of religion? Before talking about religion,
sure.
let me say something very important.
Please do.
And it is good for everybody.
Yeah, good for the viewers. Yes.
Scholars and the regular people.
Please.
In Quran, for example, in the Holy Quran, when we have this concept, the concept of deen, mostly they translate this concept as religion. But I'm not satisfied with this translation.
No, Arabic and deen means
exactly.
something else, doesn't
deen
it?
Deen is something else, and religion is something else.
Yes.
But
define it for us anyway, for our viewers, in terms of what do we mean by this deen? Because, of course, we recite it every day in our prayers. So what is the distinction? Because I know the English translation of this word is very poor. Could you expand that just a little bit before we move forward?
If you want to know and to understand the exact meaning of deen,
sure,
we have to know the meaning of religion. And then we have to know the content of religion,
right,
and the topics and the questions, and then we move on and go to deen. So let me explain the meaning of religion.
Right. Okay.
Religion. What is religion?
Sure.
An institution with members. They define religion,
right,
like this.
Right.
An institution with members accept a set of doctrines.
Accept a set of doctrines, right.
Seek some means of relating individual to ultimate reality and gather for worship. So, there are several points here.
Interesting, yes.
First of all, a set of doctrines.
A set of doctrines, yes.
We have to have in any type of religion.
That's right.
In any type of religion, Western religion, Eastern religion,
it makes no difference.
Divine religion, non-divine religion.
We have to have principles. Yes. Yeah.
Natural religion, non-natural religion. Mm. We have to have a set of doctrines.
Doctrines, beliefs.
This is one point. Second, we have to have a discussion or a means or a way that explain the relationship between human being and ultimate reality.
Right. I'm going to hold you at that point, Dr. Hijazi, because ultimate reality, very interesting, but we'll come back to it right after this short break. Please, viewers, please stay with us. We'll be right back with this discussion shortly. Thank you. Welcome back, viewers. Thanks very much for staying with us. You're watching Islamic Studies, and I'm your host, Hijaz Hussain. And we are talking with Dr. Hijazi, who is a professor and lecturer on the concepts and interesting dimensions of philosophy of religion. And we are going through the definitions, we are going through the ideas of what we mean by that. And now you were giving us, just before the break, the definition of religion itself. You said it's a membership. And it's a membership of a set of people who are going to believe in certain doctrines, and then that's going to take us to the next stage in terms of our understanding of religion and towards worship. So define each stage as we go along, because it's very interesting.
So we said that if you want to know the exact meaning of philosophy of religion, we have to have a look at these two parts of this topic,
yes.
Philosophy and religion.
Religion, yes.
So we discussed a little bit about philosophy, the meaning of philosophy, and also the content of philosophy.
Sure.
And now we are talking about religion.
Sure.
And we said that if we want to define religion, we have to take in our mind some key points, some key words,
sure,
and concepts.
Sure.
First, a set of doctrines, any type of religion.
That's right, you were saying that. It doesn't matter.
You can find a set of doctrines.
That's right.
And a set of doctrines includes three major areas.
Right.
First, beliefs. Second, morals. And third, deeds, actions.
Excellent, yes.
So we have to have
beliefs,
morals, ethics, and actions.
Yes.
So any type of religion should talk or should present a set of doctrines which include beliefs, morals, and actions. This is one point. This is one key concept.
Yes.
The second concept is ultimate reality.
Of course.
What is ultimate reality?
This is what we want to know, the truth.
In any type of religion should be discussion. We have to discuss about ultimate reality.
Exactly.
The nature of ultimate reality, the characteristic of ultimate reality, and also the other parts, names, attributes, and other things.
Sure.
The second point.
Sure.
The third point in any definition of religion, we have to discuss about man and individual, human being. What's the meaning of human being? So, because there is a role for human being
of
in
course.
Religion.
Of course.
Religion for whom? If, for example, we don't have any religion, any human being on this earth, so what's the meaning of religion? What's of religion? Religion is not
for
animals.
That's a very good point.
Religion is not for angels. Religion is for human being. So we have to have some approach and discussion about man and humanity.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Another concept is creeds and beliefs. You cannot find any religion without beliefs. For example, you can say, okay, I
yes.
follow a religion, but there is no beliefs over that. Even materialistic religions.
Of course.
There are some materialistic
religions.
Even atheism. Even scientific religions.
That's right.
They should have a set of
basic principles. That's right.
And the followers should believe in
that. That's right. These assumptions are then made in terms of building up your logical argument as to why you believe it.
So creeds and beliefs are important. It's a part of religion.
Sure.
And also morality. Okay. Later on we'll discuss about morality and the relationship between morality and religion.
Okay.
Because recently we have a secular approach to morality and ethics. Some people say, some scholars say, there is no need to have religion. Gotcha. If you want to have a good people, if you want to have a good person in your life, there is no need to follow a religion.
Sure.
There is no need to accept any type of belief and religion.
Sure.
No, just you should be atheist and then you just have a moral action and activities. We have to discuss about this.
Sure.
What's the relationship between morality and religion?
Sure.
And also, any type of religion, you have to have some types of actions and deeds, ritual deeds.
Which reflect exactly what you believe.
Reflection.
Of your inner
reflection,
self.
Reflection, actions, deeds, worship.
Sure.
Any type of actions you can find in religion. And finally, worship and a special relationship between man and ultimate reality.
Ultimate reality.
We don't call God. That,
very good. Yes.
Just we say ultimate reality.
Excellent point. Yes.
This is religion. This is the meaning of religion.
Sure.
And now we go to definition of philosophy of religion. Now.
Okay.
So far, we have some idea and some meaning about philosophy by itself, about religion by itself.
Sure.
And now we want to have a combination of both.
Yes.
Philosophy of religion. And we said before that philosophy of religion could be as a subdivision for philosophy or as a subdivision for religious studies.
Right.
It's possible. Because in academic level,
of
you can
course.
Find in any type of this department, either Department of Philosophy or Department of Religious Studies.
Sure.
So now we have to have a look at the meaning and the nature of philosophy of religion. What's the meaning of philosophy of religion? As I said in the very beginning of my discussion, that many people all around the world, they want to know some idea, some meaning, some definition about religion.
Quite.
What is religion? What is Islam? What is Christianity?
This is the biggest problem that the majority of the people of the world have, because they are not clear in their mind as to what it is they are supposed to be believing in, or what reason do they have to follow this particular path.
Exactly.
Because we are bombarded with so much of the secular way of living, the atheist way of living, or just, as you quite rightly said, let's do away with that. What do we need morals for? What do we need ethics for? Unfortunately, even political leaderships are doing away with these things, and people are confused. They don't
know
what to do.
That's true. Yes. So I think it's a big question for
it
everybody.
It is, very much so.
Every single human being, they have this question. Even if they are the follower of a religion, for example, Eastern religion or Western religion, Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity,
yes, whatever.
Judaism,
yes.
Islam, any type of. And also, this is a big question for secularism. Those who don't have any type of religion.
That's right.
I'm addressing these people.
Yes.
Because they have this question in their mind. What is religion? And what's the meaning of ultimate reality? Unfortunately, is there an ultimate reality?
Is there an ultimate reality? This is the thing, because many people are writing even books by scientists who, you know, through their empirical research, whatever field of research they have, whether it's, you know, to do with archaeology or whether it's to do with evolution of the world or life as it began on this earth, they have completely different perspectives. And some of them come up with theses or books and they put them on the shelves, people buy them in the bookshops, and it's like God doesn't exist because they couldn't find God. Or they couldn't prove that God exists. But is that really the truth? Because at the end of the day, you know, there was a Buddhist who said that, you know, I'd like to ask all these scientists who do all these experiments that what is the definition of consciousness?
Very good.
And if they could define that in any shape or form, it may try to understand that there is a truth beyond which, you know, the material world cannot cover, because it's not material. Because it's like love, pain, attributes like this that we go through that we can't
see. All these
see.
Things. Mm. And this is why that I say there is a need to know and to discuss about philosophy of religion.
Sure.
Even for those who accept religion. Mm-hmm. But if they don't know the philosophy behind
that
and the reason behind that, all the times they are facing this type of questions.
Exactly, exactly.
And how? Why? This whyness and howness and whatness all the time, maybe in some cases, these questions bothering these people.
That's right.
And say, okay, how can I find, how can I prove my God? I believe in my God. I believe in God, but I cannot prove it. Or I cannot, for example, if I face some people, if I dialogue with some non-religious people, secular people, how can I define, how can I defend my beliefs and my gods and all these things?
Dr. Hijazi, we only have a couple of minutes left now in the program. So far, you've given us a very broad and a very nice definition, eloquently put, in terms of what we mean by philosophy of religion. And of course, as you say, it's because majority of people out there, the ordinary man in the street, doesn't have a clear idea of how to prove to himself and to others what is ultimate reality. I like the way you put that, that ultimate reality. But just summarize for us briefly, where do we take this argument from here now? Hopefully in the next session we'll talk more about this, but just summarize this last concept for us in terms of where we're going to take this discussion now.
In this session, in a very brief point, I want to say that we discuss about philosophy, the meaning of philosophy, and the meaning of religion.
Religion, yes.
And also we raise this question that there is a need today to discuss about philosophy of religion,
right,
and to approach this scholarly,
scholarly debate,
in a level that elevate us to understand first, to understand the meaning of religion, to understand and to be able to prove God and to talk about ultimate reality.
Very interesting.
And also to defend, to defend our beliefs and our religion. So our discussion is not only for Muslims.
That's true.
It's not only for Christians. It's not only for Jews. Anybody who follows any type of religion should know this type of
Dr. Hijazi, thank you very much for your valuable contribution today on the program. It's been a great pleasure having you. And I'd just like to say to our viewers, thanks very much for watching today. I hope you enjoyed the debate. It just leaves me to say, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Thank you very much for watching today and goodbye.